Episode number 505. 5 points for a great visitor's day.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chief visionary officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast, brought to you by the Networking for Success channel on YouTube, featuring Dr. Ivan Meisner and many other networking experts. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chief visionary officer of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you?
I am doing fantastic, Priscilla, and I'm actually in Austin. I'm at home this week, and I do have a guest, and my guest is Nate Dominguez. Nate is in Phoenix, Arizona. Nate has been an executive director for a pretty long time now and has been involved in BNI since he was very, very young. He's the son of Norm Dominguez, who was the first executive director, first executive director in Phoenix, Arizona, and the first CEO after me for BNI. Nate has been, 10, 15 years?
Next month will mark 13.
See, I was pretty close.
You are.
I had it surrounded. 13 as a director.
As an executive director.
As executive director. And how long were you involved with BNI prior to that?
I became an area director back when that was a popular position back in 1998 at the ripe old age of 18. But truth be told, it only lasted a year before going away to college.
Okay. And you got your degree. Where did you go?
Went to Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff, Arizona, the pine trees that we do have here in Arizona, just a few hours north of Phoenix. And I got my degree in business marketing. I would have chosen business networking had they had such a thing. I thought marketing was close enough, and a minor in communication.
That's awesome. And you never, as I recall, you never thought you'd go into the family business per se, but we're really glad you did, Nate. Nate runs a fantastic region of BNI, and we're going to be talking about Visitors Days today. I think it's a really important topic, and Nate has done a lot of Visitors Days and has a very successful region. There's five really important things that we're going to be talking about today, and so if you're listening to this podcast, pull out a pen, pull out a piece of paper, and write these things down, or print out the transcript from this, and highlight this and talk to your chapter about it. Because if you're doing a visitor's day, you want to know these five things. One is preparation. Nate, talk to us a little bit about what you mean by preparation. And the parenthetical comment to this, I love, or pretend like you're prepared. How does that work?
Well, first, thank you for the kind words, Ivan. It's been an outstanding opportunity to be involved in BNI, not only as a career, but more or less for my entire life. And something I'm really excited about in our organization and how it bounces around from culture to culture and can happen in big cities and small cities and new chapters and long tenure chapters is the power of Visitors Day. So I love this topic. We've all heard the old adage for anything we plan or do that has to do with preparation. I like to not just settle there, but instead take it a step further. And I think this is a tip that can be valuable both for a chapter as a whole, but also each individual member. And I do put in parentheses, prepare, or at least pretend like you prepared. And what I mean by that, another way of putting it is, don't drive the bus over yourself. And unfortunately, I've had to learn this one based on personal experience, and I've seen great leaders make this mistake when, you know, ideally we prepare, and you put in the time and energy, you do the homework, and you knock the ball out of the park. But we've all had times, and chapters have times, and businesses have times where you get tied up, and one thing leads to another, and you just aren't able to do the preparation that you planned on. Yet that does not mean you need to go and throw yourself under the bus. And you know, I've done it, I've seen others do it, and it's the old adage of, you know, I was driving to the meeting today trying to decide what to talk about. And unfortunately, I've seen presidents do that on visitors' days. I've seen members do that when representing their own businesses in front of, you know, not only their peers and fellow members, but visitors as well. When my personal theory is none of them know any different. So as long as you pretend like you prepared, it's very easy oftentimes to knock the ball out of the park because they didn't know any different. You know, I can think of an example where a chapter had the goal to have 50 visitors at their visitors' day. I think it was a chapter of about 28 or so. They didn't. They wound up with 25 or so visitors at the meeting. And instead of looking at that as a success, right off the bat, the president said something, and I don't remember what it was, but to express his disappointment, not only to his fellow members, but to the visitors who were right there in the room who would have never known otherwise.
They wouldn't have known. But now this is really important. You say prepare or pretend to be prepared, pretend like you're prepared. It's important to understand that you're not saying, look, don't worry about it if you don't. You don't have to do the work necessary to have a great visitor's day. You still have to do the work, but don't act like you didn't hit your numbers or your goal that day. Is that more what you mean by this?
Precisely. Or don't act like, as a member, you're standing up and promoting your own business for the very first time. Whether you are or not, the visitors don't know any different, and it's all part of the experience, which will tie in with tip number five.
Okay, so we've only hit number one. We have four to go in just a few minutes. Everybody has to do a little heavy lifting versus a few people doing a ton of heavy lifting. That's number two. Everybody has to do a little heavy lifting. Talk about that.
So I've been to dozens, if not hundreds, of visitors' day, and regardless of the size of the chapter or any other logistics, the most successful ones are where everyone is doing their part, doing a little bit of heavy lifting, as opposed to the old 80-20 rule and 20% of the members or leadership, you know, really rowing hard. And so, you know, set aside the time, prepare accordingly. And, you know, if everybody does a little heavy lifting, everybody wins. It's the old acronym, you know, team, that we've all heard a million times. Together, everyone truly does enjoy more. And that ties in with visitor stays.
Yeah, everyone's got to participate to make these work. Networking is definitely a team effort. So I agree with that one wholeheartedly. Number three, arrive early and stay late. Talk about that.
Again, we've all heard the early bird gets the worm. You know, I personally really enjoy being one of the first people to show up at any events I go to, whether it's networking related, business related, community related. Oftentimes, that's when you really get a chance to connect with people. But very few people tag on the, you know, stay around for a little bit. Don't race out the door. And again, I've seen this happen where, you know, just a few members will be the ones to stick around out of a large chapter after a very successful visitor's day. And it's typically those who are able to interact more with the visitors, help out the leadership team with wrapping up the meeting, and who oftentimes end up getting the maximum benefit. So it's not just being the early bird that gets the worm. It's also lingering for a little bit afterwards to help out, to meet new people, to gather your thoughts, and really capitalize on the experience.
Yeah, this is a good one. I think all too often people are busy being busy instead of being busy being effective. And this is an opportunity to stick around and be effective. Networking is about that face-to-face contact and conversation and communication and connecting with people. And so, you know, what happens is people have this meeting, they go to it, they go, okay, all done. You know, although the people are still meeting and talking afterwards, some members go, well, you know, I did my thing, I'm leaving now. When in fact, that's your great opportunity to make a really solid connection with some of the people that were there. So arrive early and stay late. Good advice. Make 3 to 5 connections. Talk about that, Nate.
So real quick before I move on, I'll say that with regards to the staying late a little bit, you know, the ability to follow up and just stick around with the visitors and answer their questions, naturally, I would recommend that at every single meeting. But it really, really applies with visitors' days. There will be some visitors that might not come back, but who can still be great connections, which ties into the making 3 to 5 connections. And I know you've done some great podcasts on this as it applies to visiting chamber functions or when you're out and about and you attend those meetings with 500 people and, you know, make sure you leave with 3 to 5 great connections. And I've done it plenty of times at the chambers. It always pays off. But it also applies to successful visitors' days. And I say it both for the member and the visitor or guest. What I've experienced is when a member is able to really make 3 to 5 strong connections or enrich 3 to 5 connections with visitors that you've invited yourself, that's where the power is. That's where the magic is. The goal is that they're all going to come back, apply for the chapter, and become members and develop lifelong relationships. But so often there's a chance to really dig deep with a visitor or a guest, develop that relationship. Yet I get guilty of it, and I'm sure you've done it as well. We're both talkers and like to really get ourselves out there. And I've been to visitors' days even where I feel so tempted to bounce around and meet everybody that right. oftentimes I'll leave those events and feel like I really met nobody versus
we're almost
making
out of time. And I know you have a really good story. You want to tell it real quick?
Yeah. So years ago, Visitor's Day, we've got an audiovisual member in the chapter. His name is Chris. This guy does high-end commercial buildings, puts in hundreds of TVs in restaurants and sports bars, and builds studios or movie theaters in people's homes. So we had a visitor attend this particular day. Chris has been a member for a few years. She was a Mary Kay gal, 7 a.m. chapter, Tuesday morning in Scottsdale. I remember like it was yesterday. And Chris was a very great member, but not, you know, anything above and beyond everybody else. Just did a great presentation, got there early, stayed late, was well-prepared, everything we've talked about. Visitor, during the I Have portion of the meeting, stands up, and she was very complimentary. Complimented the chapter and the leadership, but she said, I'm not a morning person. I appreciate the invite, but you know, I'll look into other chapters. I don't know that I'll come back. And truth be told, I come to find out a few months later, she didn't. She hadn't been back a single time, but just a few short months later, Chris, the audiovisual guy, gets a call from her. She was a Mary Kay representative, and turns out she was married to a home builder building a multi-million dollar home, and they needed a bid on a $300,000 in-home movie theater. Chris's company not only got the opportunity to do the bid, got the job, and it was all thanks to one visitor who another member had invited to a visitor's day where Chris had been well-prepared. He showed up early. He stayed late. He had some fun, and as a result, you know, scored a pretty big referral from someone that, in this case, you know, didn't end up becoming a member of his chapter, but everybody still won.
And so visitors, really, we invite them as potential members, but we sometimes forget that there are other opportunities, and that is business from the visitors. So great suggestion. Last one. We are just about out of time. Last one is have fun. Now, I never expected to see that in a list of 5 points about a great visitor's day, but I love it. Talk about that for a minute.
You just got to have fun. And I know that we're the best at this, arguably, on the planet, when I feel we're really good at overlapping business and having fun and developing relationships and becoming friends, which I know you've talked about on many of these. But all too often, I've seen a chapter really stiffen up at their visitor's day. After, you know, weeks of preparation and all the heavy lifting leading up to it and having some real energetic, high, powerful meetings leading up to it, and then all of a sudden we get there and everybody stiffens up. And I feel that has a negative impact on the visitors, the preparation, everything else we've talked about today. So, you know, by no means am I recommend having a party with streamers or any of that is necessary, right. but just have some fun with it. I hope that members are able to do that and enjoy attending BNI meetings and being members and visit, you know, entertaining visitors as much as I do. I just want to remind everybody to you know, do the same thing when you're at a visitor's day and, you know, make it fun and make sure you smile and, you know, you don't necessarily have to go crazy, but let your hair down a little bit and enjoy it just like you would any other meeting so that if nothing else, when the visitor comes back for their second visit a week later and it's kind of back to business and fun and relationships, that, you know, they don't feel like you were putting on a show just for the one visitor's day.
I agree completely, and I love this. I hadn't expected that to be in the list. But it's really accurate. I have a friend who is a professional singer, and she was the lead. Well, I don't want to give away the end. She did an audition for Phantom of the Opera as the lead singer, lead female singer, and. She said she went in, she did her audition, and she was really stiff. It was all about, you know, perfection and pretty stiff. She didn't get it. She had a call back. She said, oh, to heck with it. I'm just going to go for it and have fun. She went for it, had fun, nailed it. She became the lead female singer in Phantom of the Opera in New York for years.
Great story.
And she went into it having fun. To the chapters, have some fun. This is okay. You know, you did a lot of work. Enjoy it and show the visitors that this can be a fun group. Well, we are way out of time. Nate, I want to thank you for being on this call. I'd love to have you back again. You have some great content here, and I think this is really valuable for any chapter who's doing a visitor's day. And visitor's days really can help your chapters be more successful. Nate, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Priscilla, over to you.
Okay, great. Thank you both. My chapter is just about to do a visitor's day, so this is very timely. Well, I'd just like to remind the listeners that this podcast has been brought to you by the Networking for Success channel on YouTube. Thanks so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we look forward to having you join us again next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.